welcome to Be Simply. This is she, and I want to personally say thank you for showing up today and listening to this segment. We are actually going to connect to the Giving Tree, and today you get to become that Giving Tree as you ponder a topic that isn't necessarily always easy to contemplate, and that is human rights. And the reason that might be for all of us is because we feel a little helpless. Years ago, I returned from leading a retreat down in Costa Rica and had the opportunity to intersect Jack Healey's path. He is, I would say, kind of the grandfather of human rights. He is the founder of Amnesty International. And during that intersection, I learned a lot about the country of Burma and what had been happening on the ground there from him and another gentleman that helps the Burmese. What's most staggering is my heart goes out and I just want to help so deeply, because it's alarming for me personally to know that people are enslaved, people are held hostage to situations that they can't get out of, and then there are other ones of us that are not. Now, we can look at this from an esoteric perspective and understand that, and then also we can also look at this from a density perspective and say, you know, it's not okay. And I really encourage each and every one of us to spend some time thinking about what's not okay and really getting in alignment with what your code of ethics are, so you know where to say no and walk away. And each and every one of us can do that. I've done that in my lifetime several times over. I have friends that have done it for big things and little things, and it's really important. And I firmly believe that if each and every one of us would do that, that we would start to shift that condition, that human rights condition. So we are going to just sit with what you feel the human rights shall be or are on this planet. And what we're going to do is we're going to listen to a little Ann Heaton, Words of the Night, Time Angels. And this was an album called Dora by Ann Heaton and Claire Club. And then we're going to go into some issues that have been rising up this month around me, and just putting it out there for food for thought. Would love to have interactive exchange. If you have feedback loops, please feel free to email me about this at suzannetoro@gmail.com. In addition, while you listen to this song, just think, how do you feel we would be best to be treating one another? And can you let go of some of your vices that you depend on in this lifetime right now, so that we can shift the supply and demand? And this is a real effortless way. If the human species would self-organize in a manner that they shift their consumption patterns, they stop going to certain establishments, all of these things can shift the human condition, because we say, no, it's not okay. So we're going to dive in deeper, ask yourself what that is and where that line is in the sand for you, and how we can start taking baby steps so that all humans on this planet can receive food, water, and shelter and be taken care of, feel safe and secure. Allow Anne and Claire's music to lead you to the next. Follow the heart, breathe with the heart, feel with the heart, and think with the heart. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what inspired this segment.
Possible.
the Night, Time Angels, and that was a song from the album Dora by Ann Eaton and Claire Club. So hopefully in that segment you were able just for a moment to connect with human rights. And this segment was inspired by watching a video called The Cost of an iPhone. And when I dove into that segment, I thought it was going to actually show an economic impact, and it showed a human impact that for me personally was staggering and startling. Still haven't completely digested, and looking around the world around me, everyone has their hands on those phones, and that is a direct impact to human beings that have to work in factories, young children that work in factories. And on top of that, those phones have toxic chemicals in them. So this story is not any different than many stories. However, what people maybe don't realize is because they're accustomed to turning their head or thinking it won't impact me, or I won't get sick, or I can't even connect with why that 12-year-old has to go work in a factory. So we choose not to look at it. We choose to satiate our sense pleasures, the trends, the fads, by participating in something that's actually destroying our human condition. So today, hand-to-hand ideas on how we can handle human rights. When I crossed paths with Jack Healy and quickly rallied a bunch of friends and people that are connected globally to try to solve a human rights issue in Burma, quickly realized that that was not an easy task for several reasons. Without getting into a geopolitical situation right now, what I do feel and know, because within that I also met someone that is doing hand-to-hand helping there locally on the ground, doing everything he can to help individuals in that country one by one. So sometimes we have that possibility, we can impact, and then we all have this beautiful possibility to help out in such a magical way, and it can self-organize. It doesn't have to be a part of a movement. Even in this video, they're, you know, bringing awareness, and the whole message was ask your technology people to put safe chemicals or non-chemicals into your iPhones, your iPads, your computers, all of the stuff that we use. Well, yes, that would be great, but they're not even putting safe ingredients in the food that we're growing. So the technology is, you know, in my mind, not is in the back seat for that conversation. However, what's more startling is that people are getting ill because of this, and we are participating because we're purchasing the goods. So what does this look like? Well, if we start taking simple steps, and you can choose where you want, like maybe you decide, I'm not going to carry an iPhone. I'm going to do my research. I'm going to realize, you know what, I'm going to stop participating in this. And then you might start the conversation with people hand-to-hand, explaining why, and see if other people are engaged to do this. There are many manufacturers out there that have sweatshops that are creating environments that are abusive, both physically, mentally, and sexually, that, again, we could be having these conversations. So the tipping point for me was this video, and then shortly thereafter, in a dream, I started seeing other things, and then there was an announcement of a benzene spill. So they put benzene in these iPhones, and then they had a spill in China. So here we have a cause and effect. They're using ingredients that are harmful to the factory workers and to all the people that are holding these iPhones and Samsung phones that are made in China, and maybe they all contain them, maybe they don't. I don't have that data, but you could do your research and or have them tested. In addition, I've put links below. So you have this product that we're using that's not safe, then it spills, and then it contaminates water and affects 4.5 million people on top of that. So where do we start taking the stance? Where do we say, no, I don't want that? We're going to either make our own goods and we're going to make them safe, or do I really need a cellular phone? Can I go without it, save myself a lot of money, and stop participating? There are simple ways like this that we can do that every step of the way. In addition, today another conversation comes out, and this is a human rights issue because it affects kids. There's been a couple cases this year where people have stepped forward that were abused as children in well-known arenas. Another one came out this weekend. Same thing. How do we start shifting it? Because these stories aren't totally unbelievable. People get it, but they feel not impacted. So don't feel compelled to act on it. But when you have major companies with executives in places that are committing crimes against children, we can take a stance. You could stop going to the movies. You could stop participating, doing your research, and saying no, boycott it. Then what happens, this is just simple hand-to-hand giving tree here, is the universe self-organizes and then pops up integral economics, ones that are accountable. No longer is it a blackmail system trying to cohort people that were greedy in the first place and wanted to get ahead. So why do we have children in China making technology? Because we want faster, quicker technology, and we'll pay for it, and we want it now. And not only do we want it in North American continent, we want it globally. It has become a pandemic. They maybe want to start giving a shot for that versus the flu or the whooping cough, the cell phone pandemic. And that's just a joke. Anyways, so what I'd love for you to do right now is, I know this is a big topic, and let's just make it really simple. And that simple way to look at this is, how can you serve? One is to do your research, to really identify what you're participating in on a daily basis. If you know something's not right, it could be small or big. It could be a big corporation, or it could be a small store down the street from your house. Anything that's participating in something that actually goes against that line you've drawn in the sand. And think about this for seven generations to come. How sustainable is it to have children working in a factory with toxic chemicals? How sustainable is that long term? Not very, not at all. So if we start to think about that, then you can start asking questions. When we ask questions, that makes people think, and they start holding things differently. You've noticed, even with a conversation about genetically modified organisms, pesticides, organic food, non-organic food, the people are starting to have the conversation, and establishments are starting to be accountable, from caloric intake to stating what's on the menu and what you're eating, so you have a choice to decide versus before you were just getting what you got. So this is how we start to self-organize, which I think is so beautiful. So human rights doesn't have to seem like a big issue anymore, because we can start really saying, no, I don't want that. I'm not going to participate. And some things you may still have to participate in. One would be the oil industry. Until we have global solutions, everyone's participating in oil because they more than likely have to get into a car. Great, don't drive certain days. Cut down your gas consumption. These are ways that you can impact our human rights. And it's a human rights issue because a lot of people have lost their lives over a resource that's produced from the earth to make people wealthy and to hold people hostage to one way of energy exchange to operate a vehicle to get them to and from work. So bit by bit, we can start shifting this if you're willing to just stand up for one thing, and make that really follow through with it. Say, no, I'm not going to participate in this, or no, I'm not going to participate in this, and don't back down. It's so important to not back down. So the reason is because then you feel like you're the outsider because you're going against the grain, but really you're going with what would be in the best interest of our human species and the next seven generations. Right now, what I want us to do is just to bring this all down to center and think again in our heart where we would like to connect, where we would like to stand tall and be strong about one thing that you feel really passionate about, one thing that you're really willing to look at from 360-degree view, not just one-sided, and ask yourself a lot of questions about it, and then determine what you're going to do. It might be not to consume it. It might mean to eliminate it from your life altogether. And whatever it is, you have to really stick to what you arrive at. But also I encourage you to do the research, the homework, and get as much data behind it. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about how to discern through information, through mass media, to arrive at your decision as to the one thing that you would like to do that will improve the human right condition. Even if it's one less unit purchased, that still is one less unit that has to be produced potentially, let's say in this situation, by a factory worker. When we come back, we'll dive in there. The sun, and felt that was a great grounding song to connect with what one thing that you would like to do to bring people's awareness and shift your habits away from those that actually harm others. And so this is where people sometimes forget that they might put down another country, let's say, like, oh, China did all this. No, we did this because we insisted that things, meaning we that are on the North American continent and the global capitalist consumption society, actually had a hand in this because we have demanded things for less, for cheaper. Our buying trends were that, oh, in clothing, we won't buy it till it's on sale, so they mark it up and bring it down, and they still make a profit and have a lot of waste on top of that. So we have to understand that we all have participated in this cycle, and the only way to shift the cycle is to start taking action bit by bit, and each one of us is responsible for how we want to show up and do that. There are some obstacles there if you, A, are not mentally well, and sometimes the people that are running very large entities on this planet aren't well, because otherwise they would not think it was a great idea to be harming others. That is not a typical human condition for us to want to harm others. And I will back that up by saying nature is not that way. Other than for food, nature does not go out to harm others just for the heck of it. So how do we start this process to address human rights from a grassroots, hand-to-hand service mode is, one, decide where that source is, and for whatever it is for you, and then you start to make the choice. I could give an example for me. I didn't want to have a smartphone anymore. I had participated in that culture, and that is a culture, for 8 to 9 years, and then went to a dumb phone, then got rid of that phone, because all that is perpetuating the cycle, and it's wasting a lot of money on something that is barely needed. So that was a step for me, to break away from that cycle, to break myself of the habit of using it, and to really take responsibility for how that function of the cell phone to landline to Skype is going to be in my life. And now I've arrived at something that works for my children, myself, and my clients, and streamlined it to a point where it does not have to consume my life, which is very freeing, I must say. So that's an example of taking a step. Another example of taking a step is to conserve oil. Let's say that's your issue and you want to really make an impact on that. Then drive less. It's not boycotting a place, just consume less oil. Turn the lights off at night. Take a shower every other day if you're using a gas water heater. Don't use your stove as much. Take a day off of driving, or two or three, as many as possible. Be strategic when you're going places to not repeat going back and forth, especially if you live in Southern California. It's really easy to drive all over the place. Really be strategic with your outings so you're doing everything at once versus going around and around in circles. If your heart goes to people that are in situations that you can't even imagine how to impact them, start by doing research. That leads us to our next point before we close out this segment, is that if you start doing a 360 view of research and understand all points of view, you cannot rely on mainstream media. No matter how much you want to, we understand, and there's enough information out there, that this is not an unbiased point of view. I witnessed it as a teen firsthand, and it's only gotten worse. However, you cannot rely on the internet either, because what's happened is there are feeds coming in from who knows where that are also creating chaos and confusion, and people are buying into that too. So you need to have discernment, and you need to ask yourself the questions. For instance, a pretty big accusation came out on the press this weekend and will continue to unfold this week. That accusation, we have to, one, look at it and say, okay, what is the motive for this person to stand and do that? And then we have to look at the facts and try to get to them. And if they're not possible, then you have to sit with it and connect with your instincts on it and see what comes up. Sometimes we just think, oh, I'm not going to worry about it because it doesn't affect me. But it does, because this has affected children in this instance, past and future. So in this instance where these accusations, it has to do with Hollywood. We had another instance of this earlier in the year. We can start boycotting movies and only go through independent makers, not large makers, or really want to get to know the staff before they put stuff out. It's not okay to harm children or coerce children and or adults into doing anything for your own sickness inside. So how we discern this is you start to do your own research. You ask questions. If you still can't get viable quantitative research, then spend some time in meditation. Take the question with you into sleep. Sit with it, keep revisiting it, and gathering as much information as possible. I guarantee you it will keep crossing your path, and those will be signs and signals to you to keep digging. And then if it seems too arduous to get something conclusive on something, choose another item where there's been statistical data, studies done. I'll bring us back to the cell phone, which inspired this show. There's plenty of studies coming out of Pennsylvania State and other universities around the world that show that there's internet addiction, there's cause and effect with these addictions and to cell phones, and so that could be a consideration. So we're going to close out this segment by, one, just imagining a world where everyone has peace, life, and love and harmony, and that would mean that we stop putting others in harmful situations for the benefit of ourselves or the almighty currency flow that operates this planet. It's up to the self, it's up to the individual, and this is what was quoted so often out of Hopi, but really applies to right now. There's no one coming in. It's called, we are the ones we are waiting for. We make the shifts in our consciousness. We change the way we want to live on this planet, and when we do, it becomes a place where everyone can be living in peace. However, that might take a little while, but I'm willing to work at it. How about you? We're going to sign out with Loka Samasta Suki no Bhavantu by Dave Stringer. And until next time, this is She signing out with a full heart, a lot of conviction, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.
shanti, shanti, shanti.